Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. How are you this lovely evening? I would like to say thank you for tuning in. Myself, your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, would like to say welcome aboard Blog Talker tonight, where we have an exciting speaker, which will be putting forth the Word of God, letting you know what the Word says, and giving you information where you can read it for yourself. We would like to say we are here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Iron Sharpening Iron through the Ministries of Smile 3E. We are here via web, blog talk. You can listen by phone. And if the minister that's speaking tonight will go by, at times he do, you can join in and watch it there. Our phone number here is 310-861-2354. If you would like to write that down, it's 310-861-2354. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila if she would like to pray for us tonight before we get into introducing our guest speaker to you all and presenting him to the rest of you all that know who he is. So, Minister Sheila, are you ready to pray with us and for us?
Yes, good evening. And I'm going to start off with saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for blessing me for another day, for another evening to be in on this service, to be blessed to hear and see and be capable of understanding and worshiping and praising your name. Father, I wanted to give the honor to you that is the head of my life, and you are my life because of you. I am here with life. I want you to bless Apostle Sandra Thomas, Prophetess Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Pastor Troy Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Pastor Troy, Dr. Serena Wright, Elder Kathy Kendall, and to all of the worshipers and servers and ministries of God our Father. I come to you and I ask you to bless us all, the ones I mentioned, the ones I didn't mention, the ones I know and don't know. Lord, I ask you to bless this world, bless our children, our sons, our daughters, our nieces, our nephews, grandsons, our granddaughters. Bless us in the bloodline family and the bloodline of you. God, I ask you to put your hands on us to understand without you there is no life, there is no one and no only one to understand, and forgive me for stumbling over my words, but Lord, I thank you because without you, I wouldn't have words to say to praise your name, just to honor and talk to anyone about you is just mumbling of words because it's just a fantasy of love and devotion and honor to have you. Lord, I ask you to bless this United States, North America, just bless the whole earth to understand that you are the light. You are the life and the light and the love and the way that we need to be under you and only you, because you can have the benefits of making us real, to making us for you. And we need your love. We need your blessings. Lord, we need your help. We need more and more of knowledge and worshiping and understanding of you. Bless this government. Bless these people in the streets to understand that the devil is only using them to try to cross you out, but that would never happen. Lord, you're going to always win. You are our victory. You are our life, and you are the world to us. I pray and I ask you to forgive us for all that we do wrong, that's knowingly wrong and unknowingly wrong. But I ask you to bless us and bless the ones that never had the honor to hear or be around anything that presents and can love and show the way of life through you. We need some blessings to help these young men, women, old men, women, our whole world of the men and women to understand that you are the one and the only one. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for that prayer. At this time, I would like to introduce to some and present to others the man of God, Pastor, Prophet Antoine Thomas. Prophet, are you on the line? Prophet Thomas, are you on the line? Well, I guess he has not tuned in yet. Well, we're just going to continue on with telling you about this ministry of Iron Sharpening Iron. It is brought to us by Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. She is the one who had the eye and the desire and the heart to put this ministry forth after she got the okay from God that he gave her permission after calling her to do the ministry. Prophet, are you on the line now?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, Prophet, thank you. Glad to hear your voice. We're going to put it right over into your hands, and you can have your way on tonight with the service.
Awesome. Well, thank God for just another Monday, another fourth Monday night, and thank God for all who are on with us, and bless the Lord for another day of life, health, and strength, and for blessings and prosperity. I'm glad to be here. We've been off work for just about a week now. We had some procedures done on last week. They were still in the recovery mode, but I thank God that all went well. So we'll take the time to allow nature to take its course and for God's healing to continue to take place in our lives. We thank God for that. Thank God for my covering, my Apostle James Farmer, and for Apostle Sandra Thomas, for Apostle X Cecilia Kaiser, and thank God for Minister Sheila and Minister Renee. We thank God for you guys just holding it down. Appreciate that, amen, your consistency in the ministry, amen, and doing what needs to be done to make sure that Blog Talk every Monday and Fridays and even on Sundays, that it continues to be pushed out for the people of God who may not be able to make it into the four walls of the church. Amen. That's a blessing because some people may not be able to make it there for whatever reason. Sometimes it's because of health reasons, bit of transportation issues, or some people just aren't ready to walk inside of the church as of yet. And we appreciate you for being a vehicle, allowing your efforts to be a vehicle of the word, allowing the word to get to them. And getting out to them. And we bless the Lord for that. It's an awesome thing, and I bless the Lord for that. Amen. And I give honor to my wife, who's here, who's with us here at home, and she's resting now. But I thank God that she's been taking good care of us over the past week, making sure I'm taking what I'm supposed to take and do what I'm supposed to do and be where I'm supposed to be. Amen. Sometimes being on schedules for medicines and things of that nature can be very tedious. Amen. Especially when you're not used to doing it. I'm not used to taking medicines on any kind of regular basis, especially for an extended period of time. But this past week and a half, so the procedure was done last Monday, and Prior to the procedure, of course, we had, you know, preemptive medicine that we had to take in order to be prepared for the procedure. Amen. So even in taking that and being prepared, even as of today, it's required some help and some reminders. And I thank God that He allowed her to be around and to be with us to make sure that we are doing what it is that we need to do. And we definitely thank God for that, and thank God for being just being a healer. Amen. We're not going to hold you long tonight. We're going to make sure that we say what God has for us to say. And just there's so many things going on in the world now and so many things happening. It's always my prayer, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. And I want to make sure that my life is always relevant in what I'm saying and what I'm doing. No matter what it may be or no matter what may be going on, I want to make sure that I am in a relevant place in the Lord. And I want to make sure that no matter what's going on or no matter what's happening around me, that whatever I'm saying or whatever I'm doing is in a place of relevance to what God is saying in this season. I don't want to be the person who's just doing something just to be doing it, amen, but I want to make sure that whatever I'm saying or whatever it is that I'm doing, you know, that God is getting the glory out of it because it's holding a significance to what he's saying and a significance to what he's doing in this time of this season. And so if you would, let's just take the time to pray now. Father, I give you praise and I give you glory for what you're doing and for what you're saying to us in this season. Father, I pray that the word that will come out of our mouths would be that of pertinence and those things that would cause the people of God to hear you clearly and to know you clearly and to know you in a more perfect way, to know you in a way that we've never known you before. Father, I pray today that the words that come out of my mouth will give you glory, and it will be an eye-opening to those who would listen, to those who would hear what it is that you would have to say to us in this season. Father, I pray that we have ears to hear and a heart to receive and the will to obey, and most importantly, the wisdom to manifest what it is that you would say to us today. Father, I pray, oh God, that we would be a people that would walk in A-level Christendom and not just by, not just simply by words, Father, but by duty, that we find ourselves giving you glory in not only just what seems to be a church praise, but Father, also in the words that we say, in the action that we say, that we do, and even in the company that we keep, Father, that in every place in our lives, that you are getting the utmost glory out of our lives, Father. And forgive us of every sin or commission or omission, every thought, every intention that could be displeasing to you, Father. If there be anything in us that is contrary to your will for our lives, Father, take it out in Jesus' name. Cause us to be an epistle read of all men, Father, a living testimony, God, a light that sits up on a hill. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you honor, Father, because we are those that you've called and set aside for this time and for this season to give you glory and to give you praise. We are the worshipers that you seek for in this time and in this season, and we give you the most honor, the highest praise in Jesus' name. It is so, and so it is. Hallelujah. Amen. And once again, we thank God for those who are listening across the country, those who are listening across this world. There were so many other things that you could have been doing tonight, so many other avenues you could have chosen to take, and so many other platforms that may be available to you tonight that you could have been taking advantage of, but yet you decided to hang with us over here on Blog Talk Radio, and we don't take it lightly in any shape, form, or fashion. And we thank the Lord for that. We honor the Lord for that. Amen. For you taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to what God would have to say to us. And for those of you who are listening on, if Facebook Live is a better platform for you at this time. Amen. We're getting ready to go live on that in just a few seconds. So if you want to go ahead and log on, by all means, go ahead and log on, and we're getting ready to go into the Word, amen, to speak to your hearts and your minds about what the Lord is saying for us in this season. Amen. And our hearts go out to so many loved ones that we know of, blood family and non-blood family who have lost loved ones in this season. Our hearts and our minds and our condolences go out to those families for their loss. Amen. And as we go on, get live, give us just a few seconds as we log on to Facebook here, and we're going to go ahead and go live now. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and go a little live and show and just talk to the people of God. Amen. Tonight, via Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Thank the Lord. There we go. We're getting on here. Amen. We're getting on here. Let me clean up some things here. Forgive me, amen, for not being as ready as I should be, as I should have been. I do apologize for that. Amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Alrighty, there we go. Sorry about that, people of God. Please forgive us. I'm getting this ready. I've got a few inboxes already saying, hey, man of God, where are you? We're looking for you. Live on Facebook. We're going on live right now as we speak. Amen. We're going on live right now as we speak. Bless the Lord, Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much for being patient with us while we were getting this together and getting on Blog Talk Radio. I honor the Lord today for an opportunity to share with the people of God everywhere, whether it be via Blog Talk Radio or whether it be Facebook Live. Appreciate you for being patient with us and taking the time to hang out with us. Bless the Lord. What's going on, Brother Jesse? I look like my brother is on there too. Jamal on there. Janet, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. We're going to ask you, if you will, just to share this. Hey, Dee Dee, share this with your audience, with your friends tonight. I want to talk tonight about something the Lord shared on our heart, because there were so many things going on in the country and so many things going around in my local neighborhood. And this morning I got some news about my uncle passing, and it really hurt because I haven't had a chance to see him in a while. So that kind of hurt, and I won't blow any punches about that. This man of God has been awesome, such a great advice giver. I mean, such a stern man of God, and I appreciate him for that, because in today's society, you find so many men who are not stern, and they're not foundational men, is what I want to say. Sometimes they you know, you can't depend on them. You can't lean on what they say. Sometimes the things that come out of their mouths are so haphazard and so emotional, and it's not even funny. And it's so awkward that at the time that I got the call about my uncle going home to be with the Lord, I was actually speaking with the young lady about her son. She, you know, inboxed me and said, Prophet, you know, I need to talk to you. I need some advice about what to do with my son. And as I began to just share with her, you know, some things that the Lord laid on our hearts to share with her about what to do and where to go in this next season, and got the news right after that phone call, I knew that the things that I shared with her would have been things that my uncle would have said to her. Amen. Because some advice isn't always just so deep and spiritual. Sometimes it's just good common sense. My uncle wasn't a preacher, a pastor, or a prophet. He was a man with good sense. He was a good, firm, practical man. And sometimes you need somebody in your life with some just good, practical sense. Sometimes people are always busy spreading a bunch of foolishness and witchcraft and all kind of going on. Sometimes you just need somebody in your life who will give you some good common sense. And it's lost nowadays, and it's vital that we find ourselves in positions where we're getting good godly advice. It's very imperative that we find ourselves with good godly advice, and that's going to matter. Real quickly, I want to just talk tonight just about just some things that are on my heart, not real super deep, about learning how to less uplift each other and learn how to be midwives in the spirit realm. Sometimes we find ourselves in positions where we sometimes tend to lash out at people about the things that they're doing. Hopefully that's better, Dee Dee. I'm actually on my iPad, Dee Dee, so hopefully that'll get a little better. Sometimes we have the tendency to attack people and to demean people with things that they say and things they're doing, whether we agree with them or not. There was a man of God just recently, and I don't have to go into names. That's not necessary. But he got up and stated that there was no hell and that it was a trick that the church has been doing and for some time. Well, there was no hell. Now, those of us who read our Bible, we know that's not true. We know that that's not biblical, not good practical teaching. But I found out that we in the church sometimes are so quick to jump on somebody and to demean them about the things that they say and the things that they do because we don't agree with them, and even if it's a thing that's not biblical. Because the truth of the matter is everything that you do is not perfect yourself. Everything that you say is not perfect. But we find ourselves not showing grace towards one another when it comes to our shortcomings or coming, when it comes to the mishaps or the misunderstandings that we have within the body of Christ. And I want us to make sure that we continue to show each other the love of God when there are situations and circumstances and statements that may come across or things that are done, things, words that are said that may not be Christian. Because the Bible says, it's with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And we don't show each other the same grace and the same love that God would show us. We attack each other, with like piranhas or like snakes that smell blood. Bless you, Pastor Davis. We attack one another, and we immediately go after their shortcomings. We go after them like we are vultures. And where is the love of God that would say, hey, you made a mistake or that isn't quite right. Let me love you back to a place of righteousness. And we don't do that. We immediately are so quick to throw somebody up under the bus. We are so quick to dismiss someone or to undermine them or to belittle them. And then when the Bible says to do unto others as you would have them to do unto you, the truth of the matter is you have made a mistake somewhere in your life. You have had a shortcoming somewhere in your life. And no one threw you away. No one threw you up under the bus. The problem with some of us in social media is that it gives you a platform. Uh-oh. Tyler, do me a favor, sweetie. Go get Daddy's Bluetooth off the out of his room. And so I'm going to fix that. Thank you for letting me know, man of God. We'll try to get a little closer to the microphone here. We are so quick to throw one another away in the body of Christ. We are so quick to dismiss one another and to have to allow one another to be condemned. But the Bible says that there is no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. I got you. Here's what I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to actually give me a second. I'm going to switch over to my phone to go over to Facebook Live. All right, that's what we're going to do. Sweetie, bring me mommy's phone, okay? Blog Talk, if you guys will give me just a few seconds, I'm having a little technical difficulty. Bless the Lord. I mean, thank you so much for your patience again. Amen. Evangelist Renee, I'm going to be calling in from a different number. It'll be a 312 phone number so that you know.
Okay.
I'm calling in now. 301-861-2954. All right. Awesome. Hopefully you guys can hear me pretty good. Let me know if you can hear me on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I can hear you over the phone.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much. All right, so we're going to give me one more second. We're going to log back into Facebook Live here. All righty, there we go. So we're back on Facebook Live and we're back on Blog Talk Radio. We're back on Facebook Live via another avenue. Hopefully everybody can hear me. Hopefully you're able to hear me clearly through Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And so what we were sharing just a few seconds ago, Sister Renee, can you hear me on Blog Talk and Facebook Live?
Yes, you're clear on both lines, sir.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So what we were saying, some of you weren't able to hear us, is that I wanted just to talk to the people of God, amen, about learning how to show grace, learning how to walk in the love of God concerning how we treat one another. And I know this is not a very big thing, and we have in the church nowadays have got this tenacity to do correction. But the Bible talks to us not about correcting one another, but first of all, to love one another. Because there are certain people assigned to correction. I know we feel obligated to put people on blast and to point our finger in what they've done wrong and where they fell short in. But in this season, I want us to be more focused on the restoration of that person as opposed to platforming their mistakes. And I know this isn't going to be a very popular situation because usually when I talk about discussions like this, I don't get very many likes and very many shares on this because we feel that it is our duty to go ahead and put people on blast because that makes us feel important, that makes us feel holy, that we take time in what we're doing to go ahead and point out someone else's shortcomings and to point out where they went wrong. But let me propose this to you, that it's not Christ-like. It's not Christ-like. I know you think it is, but Jesus
was about restoring ones with love. He was about restoration through love. And the love of God will bring conviction. And the love of God that brings conviction will then bring about change. Because the truth of the matter is, you point that person out and making them change. Which brings me to another point. It is a lack of wisdom. It's a lack of wisdom. When you take the time and you're so adamant about pointing out where someone has went wrong and what they're doing that is so wrong, then you are not walking in wisdom. Because the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. Not exposure. Not exposure. And so then we find ourselves doing more damage than we're doing helping. And it would seem as though, it would almost as seem as though, Sister Keisha, love you, it would almost as seem as though, Yanisha, it would almost seem as though the world has more sense than the church does. Because we are so quick to uncover one of our own. This man of God said that there was no hell. I mean, it went viral within a matter of hours. And it didn't go viral in a matter of hours from people outside of the church. The church saints, preachers, pastors, apostles were steady posting. And I saw very few people simply saying, let's pray for that man of God. You may have said, let's pray for him, but your statement prior to let's pray for him was to undermine him or to slide him or to say, I'm not listening to his music anymore or I'm not going to support him anymore. But none of it was at a place of, I am praying for you in your moment of whatever. And I want to ask a very bold question, because we ask it so many times. What would have Jesus done? Would Jesus have put him on blast? Would Jesus have continued to allow that video to continue to play for sinners to hear, for the world to hear? Would Jesus have taken that man of God, bless you, Pastor Williams, would Jesus have taken that video and continued to play it so that someone who was not strong in their faith to hear it? Or would he have simply prayed for him or cast that devil out or went to the place and said, hey, man of God, this is what you said, but what is this? Jesus would have made an attempt to bring him to a place of understanding. But we are so quick to take a knife and to stab somebody with what we consider truth. You free, not to damage you. Not to demean your character, not to make you look like you're not as anointed as you were making people seem. Didn't diminish his anointing in one shape, form, or fashion. He did not diminish his anointing in one shape, form, or fashion. Because in all your mistakes, God did diminish your anointing. But we as the church have got to be wise about how we deal with circumstances that are out here. That's what's going on, Tim. We've got to be wise about how we deal with the circumstances of this world. Because the world likes drama. The world likes to put our finger on to be dramatic. And the church is forgetting the place where the word says, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Loving kindness have I drawn thee. He did say open rebuke is better than secret love. But some of you are not in the position to rebuke. And that was not your intended own. You saw something that was out of place and you put your finger on it and you rode the wave. Because you had to say your input about what he said. And we didn't use wisdom. The Bible says to restore such a one, not to demean, not to tear down the character. And this is why we sometimes lose people in the church, because we put our fingers on the wrong thing. It's not a question of whether certain things are right or wrong. The Bible's already stating what's wrong is wrong and what's right is right. I don't have to repeat that unless you are in a place where you don't understand or you didn't know that. But even still, the love of God will draw you close enough to want to understand. And when you want to understand, God has pricked your heart. He softened your heart to receive the instruction in which you need to become better. Because if God doesn't draw you, then my words are in vain. And in all that we said and all that we did this weekend about this man of God that he did, what if that changed his mind? What if that changed his position? And I know I'm just using that particular story because maybe some of us can relate to it. But the truth of the matter is we don't do it to us other sinners. Once again, as church people, we go to church things. We go to church functions. We go to church groupings. And nobody from outside the world sees us in a place where we're loving on them and loving the hell out of them. Bless you, Bishop Hamilton. I saw so many posts from Christians about who they thought was going to be at the Pride Parade. And, oh, it's going to be a lot of churches empty because they're going to be at the Pride Parade. A lack of wisdom. A lack of wisdom. That we'll draw attention to that foolishness. Instead of saying, I hope to see you at church tomorrow. God's going to bless us. God's going to have his way. Don't miss your outpouring of the Lord. Pastor, preacher, apostle, bishop, prophet is going to preach a word that you want to hear and you don't want to miss it. We wanted to draw attention to the Pride Parade and who was going to be there from the church. We're not using wisdom, people of God. Mr. Bishop. We're not using the wisdom of God concerning drawing those in. We're not using the wisdom of God allowing those to be drawn closer to Christ. We're not using good bait. Thank you, Lord, I hear you talking. As fishermen, we're not using good bait. And it troubles me that the world uses more wisdom concerning their own than we do. We don't know how to cover one another. And we're not using wisdom. I see so many church people with so many messy statuses on Facebook. And I said to a person who wanted to, who decided to say, I looked on Facebook Live and I saw this and I saw that and about somebody was at the gay parade, whatever that person had put, and I just simply put on there, you ought to let your conversation be more productive. Because if life and death is in the power of the tongue, what are you using your tongue for? What are you allowing to come out of your mouth? What are you allowing the world see you display? That's it, Bishop. You can't use stale bait for fresh souls. And the thing is, some of us are not using bait at all. We got mad at this man of God because he said there was no hell. But the truth of it is, some of us are living like there's no hell anyway. So why get mad at him? And I know I may not have a lot of preachers and pastors to come on here, but we are the first front line. We got to watch our conversation. We got those who say too much and those who won't say enough. We got those who get on Facebook and we won't address certain things because we don't want to look a certain way and we don't want to cause any trouble among the body of Christ because we want somebody to invite us to our church. And if we touch on that issue, it's going to cause an invite. We're going to look at wrong, be looked at as wrong. But it's time for us not to put people on blast, but to cry loud and spare not. We're crying loud about the wrong things. We've got the church being put on and being used as a joke because people are putting things on social media that completely dispels what the church is supposed to be about. But then when a man of God gets on Facebook Live and states, he didn't get on there on his own, but somebody posted him, but he gets on there and says that hell isn't real, then everybody jumps on him. Everybody jumped on his back, and we dismantled him like it was nobody's business. But nobody took the time to say, hey, let's pray for him. It's not my call to dispel what he said. The Bible's going to do that all by itself. If you have a Bible and you read the Bible, for me to dispute what he said is irrelevant. What I can say is, Lord, touch and cover those who may hear this message and be guided away by the untruth of it. Father, because there are those who need to hear truth. And Father, there is something in his heart that would cause him to believe in untruth. God, fix it now. God, cover his mind, cover his heart. Pastor Ledbetter, bless you, man of God. Thanks for joining. It is up to us who know better to use better wisdom when it comes to the things that we address and how we address those things that come across social media, those things that come across our forefront. It's not okay to overlook sin in your church and then try to get on Facebook Live and then try to put people on blast. That's not a balance. If you allow people in your church to live like there is no hell, then don't get on Facebook Live or social media and then badger this man of God because he said there is no hell. When you're not teaching heaven and hell in your church anyway. We've gotten away from that in the church in the first place. When we're not teaching heaven and hell, we're teaching blessings and we're talking about kingdom. And we're riding the kingdom train like never before. And there's no fear of God in the church. There's no fear of God. We do what we want to do. It's like the Adams family. We do what we want to do, say what we want to say, go where we want to go, ride how we want to ride. The Adams family. And that's how we're operating. We're operating as if there's no hell. There is no consequence or no repercussion of sin. Because the Bible says that the wages of sin are death. And once again, I know I'm not going to get a whole lot of shares on this. I know I'm not going to get a whole lot of likes on this because this isn't a popular type of conversation. It's okay. I am very much so secure in who I am in the Lord. I don't do what I do for engagements or for likes. I had to learn early. If I had to walk in this office as a prophet, there were going to be some people that didn't like me. Didn't agree with what I say, but I don't say what I say for you to agree with me. I say what I say because God told me to say it. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. I love you enough to give you balanced conversation and balanced gospel. I love you enough that I won't let you walk around in error. Thank you, Bishop. We've got to get to a place where we understand that God's love is the most important thing in our arsenal. Not the fact that you can point out where somebody went wrong or not the fact that you know how to say harmless and hermeneutics, HCC, that you know how to that you seem bigger or stronger or wiser than somebody else, but simply because you know how to love someone. That's what's most important. All said and done, love, he said, and they'll know you by your love, not by your title, not by the anointing that you carry, not by your ability to point out right from wrong. It is your ability to love. Out of everything, he said, the greatest of these is love. And love also means that I won't let you walk in error. Love also means that I won't allow you to walk down a path of hell and not say anything to you. I love you enough to tell you, hey, that's dangerous. Not to hurt your feelings and not to put you on blast, but not to show how saved and sanctified I am. Because that's what we try to do sometimes. We want to show how saved and sanctified we are. We want to show how deep we are and how we're living so perfect. But the truth of the matter is the Bible says that all have sinned, all, A-L-L, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I got to go. My time is up. I just wanted to share with somebody tonight. Walk in the love of God. Put your ruler away. Stop pointing your finger. Stop leaning on somebody's shortcomings. And show them the love of God. Hallelujah. Show them the love of God. And they'll know you're a Christian by your love. All else is going to fail, but his love will still remain. God's word is his love. God's love is his word. Show somebody love. Not just to say I love you. Check on them. See how they're doing. See what's going on with them. How can I help you be better? How can I help you get to the next level? How can I make sure that you don't live in this place that you're living in anymore? How can I help you be healed? How can I help you be whole? How can I help you know God a little more, a little deeper? That's all I'm saying tonight. No, I know it's not a very popular message, and I'm going to ask you, those of you who trust what I said tonight and agree with what I said tonight and know that love is what we need more of, share this tonight. It's not about me. It's never about me. I love God, and I love you. I love you. I love you. Every single last person who's been on this live and still on this live, I want you to know I love you. And I believe God with you. I believe God for you. I'm excited about your future. Hallelujah. I'm excited about your future. I believe you're walking into new territories. I believe that you're walking into some access place that you didn't once have access to. I know, hallelujah, that you're walking into a season of better, not because it's popular, but because you are asking God to sanctify you. And you're asking God to take everything out of you that's not like him. And when God finishes your process, you're going to walk into new territories. You're going to walk into new homes that you did not build. You're going to reap a harvest of blessings. Hallelujah. And I believe that for you. I believe that for you. If you're connected to me, you got to be better. Thank you, man of God. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. I love God, and I love you. I love his people, and I want you to have better. I want to see you with better. I want to see you grow. I don't want you just to come to church and have an emotional, conjugal visit with God. I want to see you grow. I want to see you better, and that's my job, to make sure that when it's all said and done, that God can see himself in you. I'm gone. I'm done for tonight. Hallelujah. I may share some more tomorrow. Come on with us. I may actually come on tomorrow and share some more tomorrow, Tuesday night with you. I'm Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low.
Thank you, man of God. Thank you on tonight. for just letting it rip, letting it loose, just letting it be. I thank you for giving us words from God, from your heart that God had given you. I love the fact that you said, this season, God, whatever you do, don't forget about me. I love the fact that you told us to not just tell the love, but show your love. Check on somebody. See how they're doing. And just let them know that God put you on, put them on your heart, to let them remind them that God is still thinking about them. He hasn't forgot you. I thank you for sharing these things with us on tonight. And I'm going to ask that the lines be open, that anybody and everybody that wants to make a comment or have something to say to the man of God, that they have an opportunity at this time to do so. Are the lines open?
They're open.
Okay, the lines are open. Hello? So you are. Go ahead.
Yes. This is Sister Erica. I wanted to tell Prophet, you did an outstanding job Sunday. You really tore the house down. You did an outstanding job. I am needing some prayer for direction, if you can.
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
Okay.
Father, I thank you now. I won't waste any time. Father, I thank you. Father, she's made her, thank you, Lord. She's made her petition known, Father, is what your word says. And so, Father, I pray now not only for direction, but, Father, for clarity, that you make the way so plain as the nose on her face. And, Father, I thank you because you do all things well. And, Father, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Father, I bind the spirit of fear that would try to lock up her leg and keep her from moving the direction that you would cause her to move in. And, Father, I come against hesitation and procrastination. And, Father, I pray for a boldness in this season for her to do what you've ordained for her to do. Hallelujah. And, Father, I thank you that as she walks in this place, that she'll walk in a surety, that she won't second guess it, she won't be bewildered, Father, that she won't walk, Father, in fear and regret. But, Father, from this day forward, she will trust you in what you've said. And trust you and what you've given her. And, Father, I thank you that after she makes this decision and that you show her the way to go, Father, that it will begin to be a blessing to her and her entire family. And, Father, I thank you that that the resources that she needs will be available to her, and that, Father, everything she needs to be, that she needs to make sure that the plan goes through, I hear you, Holy Ghost, will be right at her hand when she needs it. Father, I thank you for divine connection. Hallelujah. I thank you for divine connection, Father, right now. I thank you for divine wisdom in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise that, Father, she's been agonizing over this situation for just a few weeks, but, Father, you're going to bring a peace to her heart and her mind about what she should be doing. And, Father, even those that she's concerned about being on board, and, Father, it will not be a matter of agreement, but simply a matter of obeying your word. That you do it well. And we bless your name, and we honor you for being the God of our salvation. Father, we'll give you the glory if you give us the victory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, man of God.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Sister Erica, for your words, and I pray that you receive that prayer. Is there anyone else that would like to make any comments or request prayer from the man of God on tonight? Please speak up now.
Good evening. This is Minister Sheila Kaiser. I want to thank Prophet Antoine Thomas for that message because it is so true, it is so real, and it is what we all need to do. Don't judge me on what I do. Help me and show me love to understand what can help me do right by the situation or however it might be, whatever it might be. Show me the directions of going, how to go. Love me. Don't judge me. help understand me and help me to understand myself. I thank you for that. I thank you. May God forever keep blessing you in the goodness in his word.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sheila. Anyone else has any words to speak unto the man of God or ask for prayer? Please speak up.
Prophet, and I thank God for you. I thank God for him reminding us about the call to restoration and reconciliation and being our brother's keepers, because so many people have began to forget about restoration and reconciliation, and they're all on the "I'm just saying." It's become a trend even amongst us to be rude. It's become a trend to call each other out, not to restore, not to reconcile, not to, like you said, cast out the devil. I just thank God for hearing the word on tonight, reminding us about restoration, reconciliation. Yes, we are to rebuke. Yes, we are to reprove. But like you said, there's a balance of it. And is it your office? Is it your lane? Or is it your excuse to be rude or to be seen? I just thank God, and I thank God for the wisdom, for God already reminds us, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and he will give it liberally. And I thank God that we will all walk in God's wisdom and not walk in the rudeness of America, because we have it from the top down now. It's popular to blame. It's popular to be rude and not to be accountable or responsible for the call on our life to restore, to reconcile, to go for that one lamb, that one sheep that just strayed away. I thank you, man of God. Like you said, there's balance. Rebuke, reprove, but don't forget about reconciliation. It seems like we keep forgetting about that, reconciliation, restoration. And I thank you. Like you said, we've got to use wisdom. Some things we just don't talk about in front of our children. Some things we just don't talk about in front of our family, you know, husbands and wives and things of that sort. Some things our parents never did in front of us. Not that it wasn't happening and not that they didn't teach us about it, but there was just some things that were not prudent to do and say. So I thank you so much, man of God.
Thank you, Apostle Elect, for those words of encouragement to the man of God. Is there anyone else at this time? Okay.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay. But also, one of the things that I'm finding in the church is that some of the misconduct of the, what we want to call slick at the mouth, is coming from our leaders. And I know I'm not going to be liked right now. Some, and I'll make sure I put a big emphasis on the word some. Some are slick at the mouth, arrogant, and never apologize, but they want to give the instruction of leave your gift at the altar. It's just like Apostle Farmer always says, if you pour oil on the head, it comes down. I mean, we have to be examples. The leaders have to be examples in the church. And when we leave the church, we have to be the example and a light to the world as well. So, I mean, we all have to respect the God in each other in the way that we treat one another. We can't, you can't just, like you said, you can't just want to point out somebody's flaws. It's supposed to be about restoration. If I see a lady with her pantyhose tucked in her dress, I'm not going to just expose her. I will turn around and wrap something around her and probably lead her to a safe place. There's a way of letting somebody know that there's something wrong without being offensive. Amen? I'm done.
Amen. Thank you. Who was that speaking so that we all would know that's not familiar with your voice?
I'm sorry, Sister Erica Graham.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sister Graham. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to speak to the man of God before the service is over? Okay, since we have no others, I would like to ask the man of God if he would just pray us out from the service tonight, this awesome service that he had presented us with.
Of course, I would love to. Father, we just thank you and we give you praise, God, for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard, and most importantly, Lord Jesus, for what our spirits have received. Father, it is our prayer to be A-level Christians in everything that we say and everything that we do. Father, I pray that we would let your love so shine through us that men would see your good works and glorify you, because it's not about us. And Father, Sister Erica put it so eloquently, Father, calls us to not be so arrogant that we forget it was your love that saved us. It was your love that brought us to the truth. It was your love that keeps us. It is your love, hallelujah, that shines every day. It was your love that went on the cross for us and died for our sins. And Father, if we ever forget that, calls us to walk in a place of remembrance of the truth. Hallelujah. That love got on the cross, that you so loved the world, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in you would not perish but have everlasting life. And Father, for that we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. Have your way in our lives, everything that we say and everything that we do. You arise and let your enemies be scattered. Father, we'll give you the glory if you give us the victory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all. Thank you all again for joining us for tonight. We will be back next Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I would like to say thank the man of God for just loving us enough to pour into us the words of correction, of resurrection, and of love. To speak strength over our life and let us know it's okay to ask God to filter our mouth when it comes to talking to others. Don't point the finger to see everybody else's faults and problems, because there's also a finger pointing back at you. Don't forget that. Remember that we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't forget to call in every Friday to listen to our very own Elder Kathy Kendall at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with God Still Heals. Don't forget to call in every Sunday morning with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser with Let's Talk. That's at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until then, keep the ministry, Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E in your prayers, as well as the man of God for pouring out to us tonight, and keep yourself on the altar. Amen. Good night.